President Trump nominated Brown back to the post, which is basically promoting religious tolerance as part of U.S. foreign policy. Brownback has a history with that. As a U.S. senator, he was very active in fighting persecution of Christians in Darfur and other places. Brownback will likely face questions about his commitment to protecting religious beliefs outside of the Judeo-Christian tradition. Brownback may also encounter questions about a secretive trip to Israel he took a month ago. The trip was arranged and attended by an Overland Park businesswoman and lobbyist. Brownback's wife and daughter went along. The State Department of Commerce describes it as a normal trade mission, but the governor's press office only acknowledged the $32,000 trip after the Hutchinson News filed a Freedom of Information Act request seeking details about it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Frank Morris.